Unit.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to episode 211 of the Stall It podcast. You're very welcome to the easy listening hour.
Oh, very nice.
Well, 48 minutes usually or something, isn't it?
Thereabouts.
Yeah.
Thereabouts.
50 minutes, I cap it.
Yeah.
Yeah, very welcome. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, yeah.
Birthday boy.
Ah, it was my birthday, yeah.
33 now.
Still celebrating it.
The same age as Jesus Christ when he died.
I know.
Or did he, was he 32?
33.
33. Only a bleeding young fella.
When you
and
think
he,
of it,
he offered his life up for all of us. What did you do?
Well, if I had to offer my life up for all, everyone, I'd do it.
Would you?
Yeah, but I don't have to do that because I'm not Jesus.
No.
So I just like, gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme presents, gimme cards. Gimme all that. Gimme the wine. Gimme the holy bread. Come on.
Wash me fee.
It's all mine. Wash me fee. Calm me here. Come on, you're right. But yeah.
33 now. Do you feel older?
Well, yeah. Well, no. Feel the same. It's like when people say, any difference since you got married? Not really.
No.
Same.
You're mid-30s now.
No, I'm not. Mid-30s is 35.
Well, like, dear, you, I mean, you're
not
closer to mid-30s than you are to early 30s. You're not early 30s.
Yeah. I think 33 is early 30s.
That's on the other side of early
30s. 31, 2, 3, early 30s. And then 34 would be nearly there. And then 35 is mid-30s. And then late 30s is 36 and all.
35 is bang on mid-30s. But, like, 35 is mid, yeah.
Before you know, it'll be 40.
I'm going to be 35. I'm going to be 35 in September.
35? I'm going to need to find someone else for this podcast. Too old.
Too old. Too early.
Too early for podcasting now. It's a young man's game.
Man. Jesus Christ.
You're really 35? Ooh.
Anyway, Darren Conway.
What's the crack?
How are you?
Not bad after me sold out show there.
I was going to ask. Fresh from the stage at the Bord Gáis.
Fresh off the stage.
Fresh off the stage in the Bord Gáis.
Entertaining 2,000 people, including John McGuckin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
There's no entertaining him. He knows me too well. Just doesn't laugh.
No, I was anxious. I was nervous for you. That's why.
Did I come across nervous?
No.
You know?
No.
Did you want to?
In a way, but I didn't feel nervous, like.
No.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
So fucking sociopath or something.
It's because you were supposed to be like.
Maybe I'm a serial killer.
Maybe you have it in you.
Yeah. Like, who wouldn't get nervous going out to 2,000 people, only a serial killer? Like, if Ted Bundy walked out, he wouldn't be nervous.
What was it like?
Grand. Wanted to stay out for longer, like. Only but for that fucking poxy podcast that was playing. Talking and bollocks.
You got hooked after a few minutes.
I wanted more.
I heard it ran over because of you.
I think it did, didn't it? I was out there for a good 5.5 minutes.
You milked it all right. You were told 3 minutes. And
yeah, tell me five.
There I was. Oh, I
How
didn't.
Long was I going for? You were the one with the timer, were you?
10 minutes out
I
there.
I don't exactly, but I remember it going.
Was it about 10 minutes?
Now. No, it wasn't.
I was thereabouts.
Was it?
No, I think it was about 5.
About 5.
Some pop.
Yeah.
It's good pop, wasn't it?
The people were happy to see you.
Big cheers.
Always risky considering you were unannounced and they were expecting Terence and Calvin, and then the show opened with you walking out. Could have gone a couple of ways.
Could have went worse.
Yeah. But it went very well. And you did. You reprised your role as the bad stand up that you did at the Stall It live show.
I worked really hard on that set.
Yeah. Same jokes.
That's what comedians do, don't
Well, that's what we wanted.
Just recycle jokes and go on tour for like 2 years. And then just do the same jokes every night. Am I right?
Oh yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
For decades.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever. Amen.
The Will I Wee said the same jokes that he said on Talking Bollocks on his first appearance. So if he can regurgitate his old material, you can bring back that COVID joke as much as you want. It's timeless.
Mm-hmm.
What was it again? It was like, just remember COVID, and then just paused for like 20 seconds.
Not everyone's after. You're just going to blue ball on everyone. You're like, remember COVID? And everyone's like, oh, here we go. And then it's like, that's it. There's no follow up. Remember COVID? Anyway, moving on. The snapper.
The snapper was on every night during lockdown, wasn't it? Put that on my gravestone.
Oh, yeah.
Will you make sure of that?
At your funeral, I'll stand up and say it. I'd say he loved his jokes, especially the one where he said...
Will you pay for the headstone?
No.
Would you not even do that?
Pay for your headstone?
Would you pay for anything for it?
I'd go.
Pay for flowers or something?
No.
Or the finger food, soup and sandwiches?
Why would I pay?
Co-hosts.
I'm not co-hosting your funeral.
Well, there's enough. We already talked about my death, so...
Clarified
that I'd be a great loss to Ireland. And I'd be dependent on the news and everything.
Part of Finglas.
Just one little part of
Finglas. North?
It's not Finglas West, maybe.
Finglas West.
Mm. Yeah.
Be tragic.
It's a bit mixed.
I'd say they'd have a plaque for you.
Yeah. One side of me Ma's road is the west and the other side is the east. That's funny, isn't it?
That's hilarious.
So you cross the road, you're in the east, and then you go to the other side, you're in the west. Fucking mad that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's a road sign on the keys and it says the north, the south, the east and the west, and they're all pointing in the one direction. I'm like, you stupid idiots.
Did someone spin them around that way?
No, that's just if you're in a car and you want to get to any of those directions.
They're all that way.
You have to go that way. But it's hilarious. It's hysterical, actually.
Idiots, like.
Fucking dopes.
You put that up.
Blading Dublin City Council, dopes.
The DCC. Friends of mine. They're no friends of mine.
And you as well. You came out.
I did.
Your first time on the Talking Bollocks live show.
It was.
How was it?
It's fine. You know?
It's fine.
It's fine. Fine.
The veil has dropped.
The veil?
Everyone knows who you are now.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
It's like everyone finding out Batman's Bruce Wayne. Or Superman's Clark Kent.
You've lost the power now. That people know what you...
Yeah.
Like. Similar enough, isn't
that
it?
That mystique I spent years cultivating.
And you came it all over the social media.
In shreds.
When you came out, I could hear people behind me. I could hear people behind me saying, that's not what I thought he'd look like.
I was looking at social media. No, I didn't.
It's a fellow I used to pal with behind me, funny enough, when I sat down with Amy, and he was like, I didn't think I would look like that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what did you expect? He's like, I don't know, just didn't think he looked like that.
Fatter.
People always say that.
People think that you're fat.
I must have fat boys.
Remember someone saying, asking me, what's he look like? And I'm like, not telling you. I was like, what do you think he looks like? And they were like, you know, the comic book guy out of The Simpsons.
That was his brother.
Was that your brother? No, like someone else said that to me as well.
A second person said that. Josh said that to me. After one of the Vicar Street shows.
Someone else said it to me.
That's interesting.
It's probably all The Simpsons quotes. That's
the comic book guy.
That's a
worst movie ever.
Worst movie ever.
Yeah.
Say that.
No.
Okay.
Well, give us a little go.
That's very unflattering. Anyway, I was on stage. It was grand. Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You seemed
comfortable.
Oh, you was going to say that as well.
Yeah.
I actually wasn't even nervous when I walked in, which is very strange.
Oh.
Very strange.
And I was talking to your wife and she was praising you. She praised me as well. Praise you more.
She praised me.
Praise me nonetheless.
I was very nervous in the weeks leading up to it, as it actually got to the moment. Well, I knew, like, obviously when I was coming out, I was like, okay, here we are, it's about a minute away. I wasn't, which was weird.
Why didn't you just keep the bit of me in the video when I go head to head with Terrence?
What bit?
Remember the ads he was doing? I was in the studio waiting on Jer because we were going to Ben's to get a haircut. And I was like feeding lines to Terry because he was stuck for things to say. So basically the whole thing was me.
I thought that was still in it.
No.
That's Jer.
Then he had one bit in it where he was like, what ads would Darren Conway not do? And then I like go into the frame like, I'd do all of them, yeah, you little muppet.
Jeez.
I go head to head with him and he starts laughing. So it didn't keep it in. Of course he didn't. I just gave you all the dialogue. It's fine.
All of it.
Meow.
More than a few bits. I'm a ghostwriter for Talking Bollocks. I can if you want. I can do that for you next time. For a fee of...
Sure.
€200.
You want to be a ghostwriter? Yeah, sure. Fine.
Be a ghostwriter for Talking Bollocks.
Yeah, live
shows
money.
If you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me and Joe. Would you be up for that? No, actually. Giving them all of our ideas. When we could have done them. You know?
What's different from Vicar Street compared to the Bardgash Theatre, other than the many more seats?
You can't see shit.
Can you not?
Couldn't see a thing. Only at the front row, the first three rows maybe.
Oh, I'm looking out.
If you squinted,
Yeah, it was weird.
It's weird.
That probably helped with the nerves when I was on stage.
It literally sounds like a laughing track. Like someone just playing track to you.
Blinding lights. Like, yeah.
And Khaki Kid was at it.
He was.
Khaki Kid was there.
I was fucking delighted when he came in.
He was, yeah. Big fan of the podcast, he told us.
Is this podcast or the Talking Bollocks podcast?
Talking Bollocks. Oh. He didn't mention Solid. Maybe he's a fan of Solid too.
He just said, you're your man that screams at the crisps.
He said, yeah, your ad for Tato was great.
Yeah, he goes, your ad for Tato. And I was like, Hunky Dory's your main pal.
Aaron just goes, you had one chance, well done. You said.
He's sound though. He's a pretty nice fella.
Yeah, he was good. He was good.
What's his mate's name?
Femi.
Femi, he's sound. Femi lost his smokes, gave him 3 smokes, and then he found them and gave me my smokes back.
No, sound of them.
Legends.
Yeah, no difference. It's geez, the scale is off the charts.
In what sense?
The stage? 7 floors. The stage is huge.
Building itself.
Behind the stage, it's like an aircraft hangar. Like that projector was like, must have been 50 feet back at least. Huge projector, back projecting onto the screen. Like, huge area behind there. And then, like, there's 3 floors of just dressing rooms and wardrobe and green room. And
like the back of the stage was like a mimic to the front of the stage. It was like a fucking mirror, wasn't it? Like, it was very similar. Obviously, the audience isn't on the back of the stage, but everything else seems similar with the screen and all there. Like.
Yeah. Well, like, most of that stage can be used. Like, they change the size of it depending on the production. So ours was quite far forward.
Wouldn't you love to have a big setup, like, you know, like fucking, like a big backdrop, like actual props, like, of like Finglas or something? Or like the Bridge Tavern and all, like.
Yeah, that'd be deadly.
Except like
I wanted to do a thing with like for the lads, but it would have been too complicated and too expensive, but like get made up something like a balcony from the flats or something like that. The Frandra. Have something like that there.
Frandra.
Yeah. Those who say Frandra.
They say Frandra.
They don't say Frandra. They both say Frandra.
Classless. Classless.
A few people asked me after the show, are we next? They were like, I just thought it would have been like Talking Bollocks then used, or like Hold My Drink then used, and, or else Mario Rostock then used, or else Mark Megan then used. And I was like, yeah, well, we'll get there eventually. I was like, no, not happening.
But fair play, Talking Bollocks in the Bard Gosh Theatre.
Yeah. And I did try and get Joe on the stage. There were ideas thrown around.
Yeah, there was people asking.
There was.
Why weren't you up there?
Yeah, there were ideas.
What happened?
Ambitious ideas.
You're gone.
There were too ambitious. No.
Shut up.
It's a secret. Bleep that, please, Ed. Tell you one second. Hold that thought. I'm getting some static on something.
It's probably off me. And you fell off your scooter, did you?
Did you? At the show?
He fell off his scooter. He scootered in and fell off it on the stage.
Have I not seen you since you've.
It
feels like a lot.
We haven't seen
ago.
Him since he was texting in the WhatsApp group about falling off, getting knocked down, basically.
Tell us more.
Literally a few days ago. Thursday. It's on Thursday. The day before the live show.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Tuesday.
The week before.
Jesus. Last week feels like a bleeding didn't happen to me in my head, because it just feels like one big long day. The week before I came off my scooter. I was cycling home and I was going down Fairview, just after the North Strand, and a car, I was in the cycle lane, you know, there's a cycle lane down there now, and there was a car crossed over the bus lane and went right onto the cycle lane, right in front of me, as I was going 35 kilometres on my scooter, smacked right into it, knocked me down, went unconscious for a second and came back.
You went unconscious?
Did you?
It was like a flash and then I was just on the...
Like white noise in
on
her
the ground. Yes, like a... And then I got up and...
They were gone?
No, she wasn't gone, but she was just like that. She had her hands up. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're not...
Don't shoot.
Because when you're on that road, you have to cross a bus lane. Like if you're trying to get into the side road, you're in a car lane and you have to cross a bus lane and a cycle lane and a footpath to get onto the road that you're going on to it. So like I have sympathy for it a little bit. So she must have been scared, because she could have bleeding killed me. If it was a feebler man and not built the way I am.
Yeah.
She could have killed me.
It wasn't a pure tank, like.
I know, yeah.
Look at your tank.
Look at my bleeding beast. But I got up there and I was like, you could have bleeding killed me. You're not looking in your mirrors, are you tick or something? You're fucking stupid. And she was just like, had her hands up, and she was like, sorry, sorry, sorry. But she wouldn't roll down her window or anything like that. I don't know. Anyway, then I got on me scooter and I scooted off. And the adrenaline and shock just kind of subsided. And then I got to Hillbillies and I was shaking. And I realised my hand was really sore. And my hips and everything were sore. And I was just kind of rattling on the... It was literally on a come
Did
down.
Did anyone come off to you, like?
No one came off to me. She didn't come out. No one gave a fuck. And then, yeah, then I called Maura. And I said, I'm about to get fucking locked down. I'm about to be wiped out. She was like, what? Did you get the wrench? Yeah. Well, I went to where she was. She wasn't far away from me, so I just went to where she was. And she was like, go to the police. And I'm like, I'm not... But to do what? Like, you know what I mean?
Get a few quid.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Somebody else said it to me as well, but like, I didn't get the license plate or anything. And I went to the guards, I reported it, and I said that I didn't get the license plate, but the CCTV all over the place. Mm. But that CCTV isn't recording. That's just a live stream.
I feel like no CCTV is recording.
The plate, useless. The fucking guards are useless, man. Well, it's a lawless country that we're in. And well, I swear to God, I feel like people are going to realise how stupid the guards are, and they're just going to be like, well, I can just do whatever I want because the guards don't do shit about
it. Just listen to this podcast.
Who?
The guards, that's all. They'll be out there helping people getting knocked down off scooters, not listening to this.
They won't even let me bunk into the kneecap, for Jesus' sake. But they know themselves. The guards know themselves. Like, there's limitations to what they can actually do without infringing on people's privacy and stuff like that, I guess. I don't know. I thought that CCTV cameras recorded.
Well, they should be recorded.
They're just like traffic cams, I guess, to monitor
traffic.
Traffic. Even still, you think they'd be recording for an hour at least to have a look back. If there's...
Like, what's the point in having just one in Temple Bar for everyone to see online 24 hours a day?
Yeah.
No one's getting knocked down there. Need to put them in Fairview.
I don't think that's the Garda cam.
Street view. Yeah, they need to put that in Fairview just for moments like that.
And then I went to the hospital as well.
Would you go to VHI?
Well, I went into A&E. I went into Beaumont first. I went to the Beaumont and I went in there and it was packed. And I went up.
You're going to be waiting 2 days, is that all right? Did they?
Yeah, not 2 days.
Yeah, like a couple of...
Because you'd be waiting about 16 hours to see somebody. To see a nurse. Not to see a fucking doctor. So that's just to see a nurse to assess you.
Then to go to the doctor after that, another couple of hours.
Yeah, mate.
Fucking.
As in, the first time you speak to any medical professional will be 16 hours.
That's what she said.
Fuck off, Joe. You're not getting...
That's what she said.
16 hours to get triaged.
That's what she said.
You're getting in like a half an hour, an hour at most.
Oh my God.
Well,
absolutely.
I know
not.
A fella who broke his arm and he wasn't seen for 72 hours. They didn't see him.
I'm not saying you'd see a doctor in that time or actually get treatment, but they bring you in to have a look and decide where you go in the queue.
She said, well, I guess whore at the counter is probably assessing the severity of my injuries.
The receptionist.
The receptionist, yeah. And I'm up there and I'm like, I'm after getting knocked off. And I'm walking up and I'm sound of mind. So she's probably like, well, it'll be a while before someone gets to see it. Yeah. I think it'll be a bit, you'll be waiting about 16 hours.
Different if your arm was flopping like and your head was turned around backwards.
She must have meant a doctor then.
She said a nurse. And she said that's before you see a doctor.
So then did you go to...
So then I went to VHI. Oh no, then I went to
Smithfield.
No.
No.
VHI in Swords.
Oh yeah.
And I went in there and you have to have VHI insurance to go in there, which is a clinic, like, you know what I mean? But they said go to Leia. So there's a Leia healthcare place that you can go to. And they seen me like immediately straight away. But it cost me like 200 euro to see the doctor and then 100 and something euro per x-ray. So I had to get my hand x-rayed and my hip x-rayed. But like...
Pricey.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, pricey, yeah.
I'm not defending the emergency department system here, by the way.
You're not?
I'm saying I don't believe you.
I'm not lying. I went to the bone. I need to clarify
that to us only. We know what you're like.
That's literally what the woman said.
Maybe that's just what they do now. They just tell people. So they go home.
She even recommended going to go somewhere else, like where you can pay private.
Before you open your mouth, you just go 16 hours.
Yeah.
So I fell off 16 hours. I basically like my fingers going, 16, yeah.
Yeah. Can you stand up? 16 hours.
Yeah. Do a little walk up and down the room there. Yeah. I'd say 24 hours.
You kind of wish you were really badly injured to get in quicker or something. It's like, is there a fast pass? Can I pay extra for a fast pass? They had to build in Beaumont, in the A&E, the accident in the mirror. They had to build little hut because there's so many people in there. It's fucking shy. And the smell in it just smells like blood and drink.
Gargle.
Yeah. Piss.
Not bad, that.
Smells like Belton's.
Like a pub.
Belton's.
You'd end up going in and ask for a pint. Yeah, my fingers at that, and give us a fucking Satsumbrow as well. There. Yeah, 16 hours.
16 hours. But you know what I said? I said, well,
fuck, like,
and I won't be yourself. And she's just there getting locked behind the receptionist.
Do you have any Manhattan? Only bacon fries or that, and put them out on the table. We all have a pick.
They should give you a buzzer or something. Like, so, because if you go check in A&E, you have to stay there. Like, you can't fuck off.
Can't go to the shop and get a drink or anything.
No, you have to stay there.
Can you not get up and go out and get a coffee or something?
No. Chain you to the sea.
That's, I'd rather fucking go home and just try and fix it myself.
I said, can I check in? And then, like, I only live around the corner from Beaumont, so I'll go back to my gaff and go asleep and I'll come back at 6 in the morning. That's about 16 hours there. And they're like, no, you can't do that. You have to, if you check in, you have to stay here.
Yeah.
If you leave, then you're basically discharged.
Bloody stiff fucking system. Bloody hell, like 16 hours and then fucking all that as well on top of it.
You wouldn't want to be dying.
I'd say they'd see you quicker.
Yeah.
I'd say if you were dying, I'd say you'd be there about 5 minutes there. Can I have a pint while I'm waiting?
I don't know, man.
Can I still have that Satsumbrow? Because there's a smell of drink everywhere, pal.
And it's giving me the goo.
Here, I went into town with Amy Friday. And Amy's ma got us a JD voucher for my birthday.
JD Sports?
JD Sports voucher for my birthday. Oh, 33 now, you know, you'd get someone a voucher, like, you know, for the tracksuit. And I went in. And there was these two youngsters and he just kept roaring, darling, darling. And then he'd look over and that, just like looking at Klaus. And they're like, darling, hunky dories and all. I was just like, Amy, can we go? It was horrible.
Oh, you're at that level now. You'll have to stop shopping in JD now.
Yeah, but it's like,
the fanatics.
It's like two of the worst things possible. Youngsters shouting at you and being in JD, because JD is like a nightclub.
It is.
And like, I don't like nightclubs. Yeah. It's like a nightclub with Klaus, like. Then you have, they probably have Satsumbrow there as well, I don't know. Trying on runners, listening to fucking Adagio for Strings.
It's very loud, isn't it?
Yeah, it's intimidating.
Like, how would do they fit you okay? What? What? I can't hear you.
What is it? Yeah, size 11, yeah. No, I don't want a bag. Don't want a bag.
That jazzy, is it? Is there a DJ on in here? Is he making requests?
Sometimes they have a DJ on in there.
It sounds like they fucking have a DJ in there all the time.
Lifestyle sports more chill, isn't it? You just go into lifestyle and just like dead. I like that.
But there was somewhere that I was that had no music in it and I thought it was unusual. Like, you know when you walk in somewhere and it doesn't have music and it's just dead.
I don't think lifestyle sports has music, does it?
It probably has some low-level music.
I miss the bright sign.
Like, on 15 years ago.
Yeah, but it's on loop still. Went in the other day. Yeah, Shop Without Music is pretty grim.
So did you not buy anything in the end? Did you not just say what?
Yeah, I got this T-shirt.
Oh. Looks like you're going to go running.
Yeah, no. I get running T-shirts and don't run. I'm like 5K with Chris without the running.
Just walk.
Just a positive outlook.
Sitting T-shirts.
Yeah, that's what they are. People only buy them for show.
They're comfy though.
They are nice material and all.
Yeah.
Because summer, you know, hot out and all, like, they're nice.
Is that what you got?
I got that, yeah, and I still have 60 on the voucher. So I'll probably get something else.
How much
down.
Was the
100.
100 quid?
Yeah, I'm well looked after.
Jesus.
Speaking of music in shops.
Oh, here we go. What is it?
The science goes into what they play. So if you play faster music,
you'll go around quicker.
People will buy stuff.
No,
and they, shops where
well, make me fucking leave.
Shops where they're crowded without music, people buy less when a shop is very busy. But if you put in fast tempo music, studies found, people will go back to buying the normal level of stuff, even if it's very crowded.
And a bottle of Sats.
The bottle of Sats in brown.
Yeah.
It always comes back to the Satzenbrau.
Satzenbrau a day.
That's cider.
It's a lager, I think. Isn't it? Satzenbrau a lager?
I believe so.
Give us a bottle of Sats there.
Will I tell you something funny?
Yeah. Is it to do with Satzenbrau?
It's a Pilsner lager, yeah. There you go.
It does have to do with Satzenbrau.
Does it?
Well, it's got to do with alcohol.
And Sats.
You know Portland Row?
Yeah.
Does be packed on match days.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So I know somebody that lives on Portland Row that goes to the off license and buys a load of drink. And instead of the culture's coming up and going into the Bridge Tavern or whatever, because it's packed, they start selling the alcohol and turn that garden into a little beer garden. And they charge like three bottles for the tenner. And they have a little homemade sign that they made. They stick it on the garden gate, say three bottles for a tenner, and it does be packed.
Jeez,
in the front garden. In the front
brilliant.
Garden. And then they charge €2 to go to the toilet. That's a true story.
Only in town.
That's a true story. I won't say who it is, obviously, but Jesus Christ. Making a right for you, Bob. Made over $1,000 yesterday.
Yeah. Fair play. What was his spend?
I don't know.
200 or something.
Just a few bottles of Satzenbrau.
Is he selling the Sats?
Satzenbrau.
Do you want me to see if we can get a sponsor from Satzenbrau?
Oh, fucking, I'd love that.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I'd love to save us a drink of where.ie again.
Especially if you're necking Satzenbrau.
If you were back living there, Joe, what would you do? Make a few quid and match day.
I was only thinking that.
I thought you'd do the same.
I was only thinking it because I was with my mate last night who lives on Portland Row, who was telling me this story. And I was thinking of my food truck and I was like, fuck. If you had a small little truck. If I could just park the food,
match.
Stick that in one of these gardens and make a bleeding bank. Serious amount of money.
You must know somebody with enough space for it.
I wish I did. A little bit of private land would be great.
What about, you know, that garage just near the bridge?
The garage near the bridge?
But that cheap garage? The cheapest garage that, in Dublin?
No, not that one. Sorry, no, the actual mechanics.
Oh, right.
Other side from Ballybock.
Toyerland.
Whatever it's called.
Down at the end of Ballybock, like where Mars is? Mars Pub?
No.
This just sounds opposite, like a conversation we're having with the three of us, by the way.
That's what a podcast is.
Is it?
Oh, it's opposite. What are the flats with the painting Jim Gavin at the entrance?
You're thinking, that's a little now, man. That's gone. That garage.
No, I went past that garage a few weeks ago.
He did, because he told me. He texted me.
Anyway, okay, I'm just referencing
going past that garage there, Darren. I was like, cheers on.
Remember this. Look, I was just referencing that because it looks
across from the blind
remember
rough.
They'd have cars parked out the front. And I was wondering, is that their land as opposed to the public path? Because if it's their land, then if you found a business that had a bit of frontage to it,
100%.
Could you park your truck in there?
Yeah.
They're not fixing cars of a Sunday.
100% I could. I just don't know what you're talking about. But if there was somewhere, if there was somewhere that had private lands, then yeah. If it was private land, then you could put your food truck on it. And there's a place down at the corner across from the Esso garage at the end of Ballybock. Across the way, there's a little lane there.
Why don't you put in the car park in Mars?
I went in and I asked. I met with the owner 2 times to talk about this. And I says, I want to put a food truck out your back. And he was interested. And then his son came in because your man's like 70 odd or whatever that
owns. Yeah, he wouldn't have a clue.
Then his son came in and then I was talking to him about it because there's loads of space out the back of Mars. It'd be perfect for it. And then he said, no. And now if you go down there, they have their own food truck there.
Oh, I copied you.
So he took
boys' bikes and everything.
Ran away with it.
Them boys there.
And now, I don't think that's not private property.
You see that tarmac piece just out the front?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would be...
That might be theirs. It looks about the width of a food truck.
Give us a scan. Yeah, you'd be taking up the path.
No, I mean, I don't think legally that is the path.
Ah, but people are walking on it.
But it's not theirs to walk on.
Can't get around this big food truck.
That's a shout.
You've got a whole other piece of path there.
I'm going to go down there after this and I'm going to see if they want
directly after this.
Straight after this I'm going to go straight down there.
Bet you won't.
I fucking will. I'll tell you who is down there.
That's a high foot traffic area too.
They'd be all stopping the cars and getting one.
That's my stomping ground. I'd love that.
Of course, I say this having no idea the legality of you're still selling food to the public.
It doesn't matter.
Can the council show up and say you?
What's that little diner on Ring's End?
You could park it in
Deke's
the garage.
Deke's Diner. Is that still going?
Still going, yeah.
Put it there beside that.
That'd be a tarot.
Get out of here, Deke. Look about that, Deke. I'm here now and that's all that matters, Deke.
The move
little,
over.
You with the little chef on top of it. Little chef ornament on top of it. Sorry about that. It's all the gargle I had. All the sats and bro.
Right, think of another idea then.
Face painting. If you could face paint. Look, I always find it amazing that cultures come up and buy...
scarves?
Not scarves, the headbands.
Headbands.
Why are you buying headbands? What the fuck are you doing?
Part of the culture.
Tradition.
It's so weird that, like, why? Why? Huh?
Wouldn't be for me.
A bit of wool, like.
Wouldn't be for me, no.
A bit of wool.
I have an idea.
Go on.
For match day business.
Go for it.
In programs.
No.
Your own ones.
In.
Just make them up, type them up yourself.
Print your own program?
No.
Like draw them. Hand draw them and then just photocopy them.
Yeah.
And just put.
Probably not a quick turnaround on them.
Puff Ilya Mac on the front of it now.
You want something you can just race through.
Churn out, yeah.
Yeah, churn it out. Everyone who shows up gets served in a few seconds.
Well, you want to be getting something now in bulk.
Yeah, so here's my idea.
Website from like a local website or like one AliExpress or something.
I have an idea that has next to zero overheads.
Impossible.
An infinite supply.
Impossible.
Bear with me.
This is the Dragon's Den of Portland Row.
Right. High demand.
High demand.
Proven high demand. And is very much accessible to you. In person, Darren Conway cameos.
Ooh.
You put him in a front garden in Ballybuck.
Yeah. Just put a bag over him until someone pays you to show his face.
No, I'll just be like just frozen. Like, you know them statues that like you throw money in the bucket and then they move?
Yeah.
When they ask for a cameo and then they give me the like 80 quid or something. 85 actually. Then I go, what message do you want? Just say Sue. I'll be like, Sue, happy birthday, Glenn.
Have a small little tent, like fortune teller style, or even like, I don't think you see them anymore, but when the lads who work on the side of the road and have a little tent for lunch, the little hut.
Yeah.
You don't see them anymore, do you?
Like a hut?
Like the, it's like a, they put it up that day.
I don't know. I'm thinking right, like the psychic from, the little psychic from
Father
Big.
Ted.
Yeah, something like that. Very small.
Zoltar.
Zoltan. Joe sits outside, little hand-drawn sign. Cameo with Darren Conway. He'll say what you want. 30 quid.
Yeah, take card as well.
And people from outside, they can hear you, but they can't see you.
Set it up next to that person that's doing the Satsum Bro. So, because they'd be all locked and then they just deal for the crack.
The Satsum. Oh, he's the Satsum Bro. Oh, you know what? What do cultures love more than anything?
Cameos from me.
No.
And bottles of Sats. What?
Crips Ambos.
Yeah.
Sell crisp sambo.
They love dubs as well.
Have Darren Conway make you a crisp sambo.
And crinkle them.
And a shout.
Shout them a shout sandwich.
Get all the hunky dories off hunky dory for free.
Crisp sambo. That's money. That's money. Easy.
A bottle of Sats, cheap. A hunky dory crisp sambo, and a cameo for 150 quid. Split with us three way. You want in?
Yeah.
Split with us. I obviously keep the profit because it's on the face of it, like, so. These are just kind of like
splitting the workload,
doing a few bits around that and just dishing out the Sats and whatever, and
doing it for exposure.
Yeah, that sound alright?
That sounds fine to me.
Or
yeah.
Do you want more of a cut?
I want more of a cut.
What are we talking?
10%.
Okay, I was thinking a lot more, so I'll go with 10.
Well, no, we can go more. Yeah.
No, 10% is fine.
That was a starting point.
I'm grand with 10%.
We build from 10%.
So you'll get 10 and I'll get 5.
No, now that he's getting something, I want something.
What do you want?
20.
No. 10's capped on 10 each.
Well, then you have to put up front the costs.
The Sats and all?
You have to buy the Sats and the crisps and the bread.
I'll get the crisps for nothing. I'll get the bread for nothing.
How?
Fleece it.
Rob it?
Fleece it every morning off the back of the truck.
Before the shop's open, when do you just leave it outside? Yeah. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Do you know when they're going in where they're balancing the pallets on the head with all the bread in it? And they're spinning it and all, thinking they're great. Yeah. Ever see them, bread men?
I feel like you've watched Oliver Twist.
They'd be caught off guard, they'll swoop the foot. Boom. Take all the bread.
That's my bread now, Woody.
Sorry about that, pal. And then I'd ring Hunky Dory's on the way up the road and say, yeah, 37 boxes there, yeah. Freshly crinkled at the door. And then they throw them all up. Even though I've never got any free ones.
Face but they will paint. For that. Face paint is money.
Foam fingers.
GAA flags.
You've said it before, foam fingers, yeah.
The county flags on the cheeks and all.
Yeah.
You could do all this in the one small garden.
Absolutely.
And then get a bouncy castle as well.
So are the foam fingers in the front bedroom, so you can just throw out the fresh stock. A bit of face painting on the wall. Darren Conway cameos in the corner. The Sats and Brow coming out of the kitchen.
On a tray, Moira brings them out.
Spice bag truck in the back garden. I mean, getting that in and out, yeah, fair enough. Challenging.
There's a lot, I think there's a lot more we can add to this. We can bulk up this package big time and charge them all 500 each.
Get the two Johnnies up. They'd fucking love that.
Yeah.
The only thing Colchis love more than Darren Conway is the two Johnnies.
Hmm. They'd be just singing in the corner. Shifting in coppers! Shifting in coppers! And I'd be like, Sue, if we'd be all locked up and put in fucking Port Ram.
They wouldn't, you wouldn't get them to Crow Park. Crow Park would be empty. They'd be having so much fun in this front garden.
There'd be no one at the match. Just the players playing. Even the players probably wouldn't play. They'd be all over fucking with the two Johnnies and all. And me, getting cameos. Drinking bottles of Sats and Brew. Farting and all.
Farting and all. Paying €2 to use the Jacks.
Yeah. And then we can have your man. What's your man that used to play for the redhead fella?
The Gooch.
Have him locked in the toilet. Let him out for a tenner for a little ramble and then put him back in.
Let him out for the tenner? Is he paying you to get out of the toilet?
Give the Gooch some freedom for 10 minutes. And then you...
Free the Gooch.
And then you open up the door, give him a tenner and he runs out. He starts talking about hurling and all. Was it Gaelic he played or hurling? Bit of both. They all play a bit of both.
You know, they changed the fucking rules of that sport and I didn't even know about it until yesterday.
In Gaelic football?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it all the time.
Fucking hell. Like,
that was a big change though. You can get 2 points from kicking outside 40 metres now.
That's true, because I watched one of the games there.
That's true.
Good game. I can see why people watch it.
It does seem to have made it more entertaining, the rule changes, yes.
Does it?
Yep. It was in a bad way.
How can they just change the rules? Like, imagine doing that in fucking soccer.
Yeah.
Like, remember when VAR came in, everyone lost the plot. They were like, what the fuck? Like,
if you score from outside the box, you get 2 goals. Mm. I mean, you can't do that.
If you score from your own half, you win the game.
Oh.
It'd be a fucking free-for-all. Everyone just trying to be scoring from their own half.
I think the goalkeeper should be allowed handle the ball
outside
anywhere on the field. So like if there's a corner, he can get up into the box and punch it in into the goal. He can use his fist.
The only fair.
Yeah.
Ball keepers are able to do it, would be only fair.
Somebody should come in and rejuvenate the game of football because it's shy.
I think that's a job for Charlestown.
A keeper should be allowed handball it. And didn't
football is shite.
It needs to be energised. Do you know what it is?
I think it's more of an economic issue. At the elite level, it's come very, very.
It's been figured out. They've changed. I mean, they've changed the Champions League system.
Yeah, everything's been worked just for the money of the big clubs now.
Even the size of the pitches. When Shelbourne were playing Linfield, they had to shrink the pitch.
That's not like a global footballing directive though. That's because UEFA say you have to have so much space between the perimeter wall.
Well, so they make the pitch smaller.
That's only because Talca is small. So they say you have to have, let's say, 10 feet between the sideline and the perimeter wall.
Or are they just having a fucking five-a-side?
It's pretty small.
A little astro yoke. Cage around it.
It was like the sideline was really close to the edge of the box. Like a corner was real short. Wasn't it? Were you at that match?
I was.
Could you notice how narrow the pitch was?
Yeah, sure. You could see that the normal line was
blue line.
Surely that shouldn't be allowed. So pitch not all have to be the same size?
No.
Stop.
No, lots of football pitches are different sizes. They have to be within certain limits, but yeah.
In the Premier League, is every pitch the same size?
No.
It is.
This is news to Darren. The Barcelona dominated football for so long because of the width of the pitch. They had a really, really wide pitch and they spread out the players really wide.
I honestly thought that the stadium was just bigger.
And not just the pitch.
Not the pitch. The pitch has to be the same size.
No, I don't think there's regulations.
I thought there was a regulation that like your pitch has to be X size like.
Biggest pitch in the Premier League is
all of them because
Nottingham
they're all
Forest,
the same size.
City Ground. Goodison Park was second biggest in the Emirates.
You're talking about biggest stadium?
No, pitch.
This blowing your mind?
A bit, yeah. That's a mad one. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, like Tala is much bigger than Talca.
But that shouldn't be allowed, like. Make you more tired if you're used to playing your own pitch. your own size pitch, like.
Yeah.
Then you go into fucking like, the new camp. And then you're fucking...
How is this new studio? Like, this is always... Like, managers sometimes, will, if they're playing a very skillful team that like to use wingers, they'll sometimes say to the groundsman, go out and make that pitch smaller.
I didn't think they did that.
You can if you want, yeah.
Make the pitch... You can just like decide before the match to make the pitch smaller.
There's many instances of that in the past, yeah.
They can't because it's all the same size. It's regulated. Has to be.
It has to be within...
I think it's cheating if you have a bigger pitch.
The length, the minimum length.
Do you not think so? It's like cheating.
I'm
like,
shocked that you didn't know it is.
No.
The minimum like length is 90 metres. The maximum is 120. That's a pretty big difference. And the minimum width is 45. The maximum is 90.
Jesus Christ. I swear to God, I thought every pitch was the same size.
There you go.
Wow.
Hello. Mic one. Bow, chicka, wow, wow, chicka, wow.
Your birthday. Tell us about your birthday.
What about it?
How was it? What did you do?
I went for something to eat.
Where'd you go?
I went to...
Fancy?
Went to some pub in Blanchestown during the day. You were on the phone to me. We were talking about the live show. I just went to some pub. The Black Wolf.
The Black Wolf?
Yeah, the Black Wolf. Nice grub. Got a nice burger and that. A few drinks. Few drinks afterwards. What are you laughing at?
I don't know, your face is just doing something funny there. Like, yeah, and what? Like, and what? I got played.
Yeah, I got a fucking burger.
And
like,
a burger and sats
for
and
my
bread.
Birthday and a card and all off Amy and a bottle of sats. I swear to God, I'm going to fucking drink sats and bread now on.
What the fuck, man? Sats and Row are going to be delighted with this exposure.
Yeah, well, tell them that they can have it for nothing because they just miss talking about alcohol on the podcast.
Who the fuck owns Sats and Row? Who owns that? Is that Diageo?
Diageo has to own it because they own all of them. I have to Google it. We need a deep dive on Sats and Row before we go.
I just imagine, like, you know, these business people in rooms and they make decisions.
How do we make people buy it? Like,
what are we going to do with Sats and Row?
And the sales have just gone up through the roof now.
Oh, God.
You can buy it in cans. It's only $3.65 a can. It's not bad, that.
Did you do anything on this sunny weekend? The Scorcher, El Scorcher?
Yeah, I had me top off and I was running around the West.
Get up there a bit. Probably the only one.
Booting cars and all.
Streets were empty. The sun was out so much. Did you see the videos of fucking Portmarnock and Howth and...
It was mad.
Ooh, and the darts. It's like playing Bangladesh. Trying to get on the fucking things. There's people sitting on the top.
Did you go
anything.
To the beach?
Oh, you went to Wexford.
Where were you wearing shorts? Please say you were.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Deadly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you wearing shorts on?
Yeah, of course.
You're wearing that. You're wearing jeans.
I Owen wears speedos.
He's wearing jorts.
Jorts.
Little John Cena yokes.
I'd say Owen is the type to wear a swimming top. You know the tops?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you wear a swimming top? Sun guard? A rash guard? Yeah, he does.
Do you?
Owen puts sun cream on his nose and just lets it sit there. He doesn't rub it in.
Yeah.
It's just like a white bit of yogurt on his nose.
Natural yogurt.
Don't you, Owen? He does.
Yeah, sure.
He does.
I sat in Amy's ma's garden under the canopy.
Drinking sats and bro.
I had a couple of Pepsis.
That's so disappointing. After all of this, a few Pepsis. A few?
About four.
Not even Pepsi Max?
Was, yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
I just had about four and a burger.
Did you have your top off?
Ah, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I was opening pictures. I was opening bottles of sats and bro at my belly button. Now, do I have any pictures? What, do you want to see me top off, you fucking creep?
Yeah.
Right, well, I'll show you after this. It's not bad, like, lost a bit.
Did you have your top off?
No, would never dare.
Would you not?
Not in Dublin.
Ooh, there was people down on Wexford Beach and they were camping there. They were coming down from Dublin, a bunch of people. There was no one on the beach, it was lovely. Very few people on the beach compared to, like, Portmarnock and stuff like that. But it was down in Wexford and... A few people from Dublin and they didn't know each other. There was just a few people showing up about 6 o'clock. The sun was out and they all had tents and they were all just camping
together
and they had logs. They were going to start fires and they had barbecues and all with them. And I was like, fuck, I have shit friends. This is deadly. Like, why is nobody telling me about this?
I know. If I walk past that and I asked Amy, could I go over, can we not do that? She'd be like, no, we're going home to me, man, and we're having sats and brew.
sitting in the garden.
That's some brown Pepsis.
Yeah. Thanks very much, everyone, for listening. If you like that, don't forget to like the rest of them.
Like and subscribe.
Like, smash that like button. Hit subscribe.
And
let's get straight into this bitch.
It's the end. It's the end.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting straight into this bitch.
Thanks everyone for listening, getting straight into this bitch. I'll see you soon. Bye.